Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture.
I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Why Not Mint Money. I'm Deepthi Bhaskaran, and today we're going to learn some good money habits and unlearn some bad money habits so that we are better equipped to make our money work for us. To begin with, let's start with some good money habits. The first money habit that you must teach yourself is to make a budget and stick to it. When you try to make a budget, you mentally map your finances, and this is a great way to engage with money. In making a budget, you're essentially looking at your expenses and savings to see if you're not going overboard. This exercise is important because it'll help you understand if, in the quest to live in the present, you're completely putting your future at stake. And this brings us to the next good money habit: save first, pay later. Saving your income and then investing it wisely ensures that you just don't live well in the now, but also in the future. So when you draw up your budget, jot down all the mandatory expenses like rent, food, tuition fees that you need to pay, and net it off against your income. This is the surplus that you have, and it's from this that you will save for tomorrow and also enjoy your present. And this is where the good money habit number 3 comes in. Money management works best when you work with a goal in mind. Randomly saving your money doesn't often yield a desired result. So build your goals from the word go. And no, this doesn't mean you start planning for tall goals like retirement right away, although that's ideal. But you could start with smaller goals like buying your first car or saving for a holiday. Build this discipline now and it'll hold you in good stead because it'll also give you a handle on how much you need to save and in what product should you invest your money. But all this is possible only when you let go of some bad money habits that's sitting somewhere in the subconscious mind. You need to reach out to that switch in your brain that gives you comfort in following the herd and turn it off. Of course, there is comfort in numbers. So when you see your friends, relatives, or even colleagues exit a volatile market on the face of a slowdown, you follow them. Herd mentality can be detrimental to your finances. It's for this exact reason that you should stop aping investments made by your parents as well. They may have made good money in real estate and gold may be the safest bet, but the same story may not play out for you as well. You need to chart out your own money course. Once you're ready to do that, go back to the drawing board, make your budget, set aside a portion of your income, and invest with a financial goal in mind. If you're a teacher or even a parent watching this show, take these lessons to the classroom and inculcate good money habits in children, because like everything else, money behavior too gets hard-coded in your personality at a very young age. That's all we have for you today.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.